This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said he will sign into law on Saturday the bill passed by Congress this week to raise the U.S. debt ceiling and curb spending after nail-biting negotiations. Both the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives passed a bill that lifts the government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, averting what would have been a first-ever default as early as June 5th. In his first address from the White House's Oval Office to tout the passage of the bill, Biden highlighted compromise and consensus as the only way American democracy can function.
Passing this budget agreement was critical. The stakes could not have been higher. If we had failed to reach an agreement on the budget, there were extreme voices threatening to take America, for the first time in our 247-year history, into default on our national debt.
The United States says it doesn't plan on building more nuclear weapons to counter threats from Russia, China, and a growing number of adversaries who have or could soon have nuclear capabilities. Instead, according to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, Washington plans to modernize its existing nuclear arsenal and continue to invest in cutting-edge technologies to keep adversaries in check. Sullivan said it will also keep open the possibility of talks to prevent a new nuclear arms race.
The fielding of weapons based on emerging technologies will create new, interconnected, and unpredictable escalation pathways. So we're working to establish new guardrails, especially in space and cyberspace. And of course, with the advent of artificial intelligence, this entire picture only becomes more complex and challenging.
And the nation's employers stepped up their hiring in May, adding a robust 339,000 jobs. VOA News. At least 207 people were killed and 900 injured when two passenger trains collided in Odisha on Friday in India. This according to Indian government officials and the eastern Indian state. It's India's deadliest rail accident in more than a decade. Reuters' Jillian Kitchener has more.
Crowds of people swarmed the wreckage of a train car in the eastern Indian state of Odisha, where officials say at least 200 people were killed and hundreds more injured after two passenger trains collided. Authorities say one of them, called the Howrah Superfast Express, derailed on Friday and became entangled with the other train called the Coromandel Express. Images from the horrific scene showed rescuers climbing up the mangled wreck of one of the trains to find survivors. Scores of injured passengers were rushed to area hospitals for treatment. One official said there were over 800 people hurt.
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reporting. The organizers of a new museum in New York say it allows their hope for a free China to survive. The exhibit is dedicated to China's 1989 suppression of pro-democracy demonstrations around Tiananmen Square. It comes after the closure of a similar museum in Hong Kong due to pressure from Beijing. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda has more.
Beijing has increased censorship of the Tiananmen events in recent years. Authorities raided the June 4th Museum in Hong Kong and accused the group behind it of being foreign agents. Universities there took down Tiananmen monuments. Large-scale vigils for June 4th in Hong Kong have also been banned since 2020. And there's no sign one will be attempted this year. Activists outside of China continue to hold memorials. Wang Dan, the former student leader who also helped establish the New York Museum, says he's compelled to fight against the Chinese Communist Party, or CCP, from erasing history.
Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. Ukraine was high on the agenda in talks between Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Poland's Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki in Toronto. On Friday, Warsaw has positioned itself as one of Kyiv's staunchest allies. Poland has NATO's longest border with Ukraine and has been the main route in for weapons and out for refugees. Canada has also been a strong backer, providing military support to Ukrainian troops who are receiving training in Poland. The Polish public overwhelmingly supports Ukrainians in their war with Russia, according to an Ipsos poll saying 82% of Poles think NATO and European Union countries should back Ukraine. Marissa Melton, VOA News.